Okay, hi everybody, and I'm very sorry for the delay. There was a little bit of confusion regarding whether we were going to have a vigil tonight. And it was erased from the list of events. But apparently some people got the event and it said that it would take place. So here we are. And, you know, Tuya and I are busy preparing for the sort of 25-hour around the world New Year's vigil. So that being the case, it's a very busy time here, and I'm going to simply abbreviate what we have going at the moment. This was just sent over to me, so I don't exactly have what I need. Yeah. I think I'll just leave these I'll get rid of all these other things and give you a little report. Okay. And then we will have an improvised meditation. So I'm not exactly sure what you can see right now, but let's see if I can... Sorry for this delay. Let's see if I can. Okay. The election is what I'll focus on. And the It seems forever drawn out. Yeah. Okay. So. All right. Now I assume you see our two contenders at the moment. One of which seems to be heading in a direction which can, I would say, help to restore the soul of America, of the United States. And he recognized that from the very beginning. The other individual, I think, without any real respect for democracy. There are certain allies that the present dweller in the White House seems to be relying upon to make the January 6th date, which is simply supposed to be a formality in which the vice president reads out the number of people, electors, who have been assigned to Joseph Biden. And then that is tabulated by the people who do the numbers, and then the next and only step would be the inauguration. Against which, if it goes that way, a kind of counter-inauguration is planned. It is, we're in an absurd state of affairs, which is revolving around the ego, the lower ego of the present administration and its president. Just a moment. So there was never such a personal focus in the history of this democracy. It is entirely a psychological issue, and the psychology has been brought to bear. As for the supporters of the attempt to overturn the results of the election, they are simply in it for the power. There is no evidence of any kind of fraud that would change the election results. There's always going to be something, even mistakes, you know. There will always be something. But it's minimal when weighed against what it would require to change the Constitution so that a law from approximately 1880 would be abrogated, and so the Vice President, present Vice President, Mr. Pence, would have the power to choose whatever electors he wanted to choose, because all of these swing states have had meetings where they appointed alternative electors that they want to see validated, while the legitimately gathered electors from Biden's win would be thrown out. Well, the vice president does not have the authority to do that. It's supposed to be a formal administrative role, and he has said that he will not join that team of far-reaching allies of Mr. Trump. He will not join that team, he has said. Now, he holds his cards close to his vest, and he doesn't say much. But he has refused to be part, at least visibly and verbally, of the attempt to use January 6th for a purpose that for which it was never intended, and which is basically illegal. The legal validation of the electoral votes has occurred. And that was on the Safe Harbor Day. I think it was by December the 8th, something like that. And the counts that came in at that time were approved by the states. And those are the counts that are to reach him as he presides over a joint session in Congress of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Now, obviously, it would be tremendously self-serving if he could continue his vice presidentship by having Donald Trump declared the winner. But maybe thinking more deeply, he decides that his chances to become president in 2024 would be damaged by such an illegal stance. So that seems to be heading in the right direction, but there's a great deal of drama connected with it. And the drama will probably mean putting the entire Congress through an experience which will take them all through the night with the expected results occurring anyway. Meanwhile, you know, I'm not the political type, but I've been forced into this just a little bit, you know, because one has to see what is going on after all. And there is psychology in it. That's the type that I seem to follow, but the psychology is there. We have finally, in the person of Senator Bernie Sanders, someone who is standing up to the manipulations of a very powerful manipulator, the present head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell. And there's no telling where this can go, even keeping the lawmakers there over the New Year's holiday. If Sanders continues his resistance, I don't know all the details of this, but there's a lot of drama going on at the moment. It's unlikely to change anything, except in the minds of millions of people who are representing at the moment, because, well, let's be frank about it, because of a certain ray on the soul level, and because of a certain level of evolution, which is inevitable. And of course, one cannot, you know, talk about that if we accept reincarnation. And we understand that it accounts for the condition of people and whether they side with the personality or have reversed the wheel and are traveling now in the anti-clockwise direction, more or less as a soul. Those determinations are dependent on the philosophy that we accept. And so we're a long way from convincing the millions that there is a higher of the pairs of opposites, a God immanent within themselves, an inner deity, which they are, and that they actually have a choice as to how to align their personality. We cannot do that, but we can educate those who have the, I don't want to call it vulnerability, susceptibility, I don't want to call it that either. Tendency, perhaps. The tendency to look for a bridging solution. That's whom we can reach in an educative manner. Whether it will make much difference in the short term, probably not. But over the coming years, and as we prepare for the great conclave, there can be a shift towards a kind of sanity, if you will. You see, the forces of evil, or of obstruction, you know, represented six leaders in the East, six leaders in the West, they have the ability to throw a veil of glamour over the multitudes who are susceptible to such a veiling. They can even do that with disciples and aspirants, and the disciple or aspirant will not know where this obstructive force is coming from. Well, that is what happened in Germany. The, as DK calls it, the susceptible German people with a Pisces personality, a first-ray Pisces personality, were the victims of this glamorization which was thrown over them by the members of the Dark Lodge. It's happening here in the United States now. And the president, whether consciously or unconsciously, and I think consciously, is calling for a wild day of protest in Washington on January the 6th, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, happens to be Epiphany Day, you know, the day when the wise men reached the place where the Christ, or the, at least the initiate Jesus, had been born. And that's a very special day. But he calls for violence, basically. I don't know what can be done. They are supposed to assemble in Washington, D.C. for a wild day to quote the present dweller in the White House. So when a president calls for conflict, division, violence, even civil war, we are on very shaky grounds, because he may be looking for a justification to declare martial law, which again is an absurdity given the way the law is structured. But we are presently dealing with a man who is operating under the planet Uranus in a very negative way. This is not Saturn in the sense of following the law and conforming to the best that has been given by hierarchy, certainly not, and even by the framers of the Constitution and the writers of the Declaration of Independence. No, he doesn't care about that. Uranus is overthrow. Uranus, negatively speaking, is a coup, a wrongful, almost militaristic grabbing of the reins of power against the law. Now, in that horoscope of his, the Sun and Uranus are conjuncted. And maybe that is telling us something about why it's happening, but above all, it's a Leo complex, along with Mars, and in my view, inherited from ancient Rome. So this is our test, and this is the fascism, which DK said was latent in the United States. It is now not latent. It is demonstrating. And we cannot think that just because the United States was part of a great victory in World War II, that fascism, even Nazism, is not possible in the United States. The old "it can't happen here" mantra is not really true. Potentially, it can happen. And that's where we come into the picture. We and other esoteric groups working with the new group of world servers. Behind the scenes, standing for the good law, standing for the divine plan as much as we can understand of it. And that's why we do not let our guard down. We do not. Now, as I say, because we're facing this 25-hour vigil, where we try to welcome with anticipation for the good, the new year in all the different countries and time zones. You know, we have a number of people who will kind of talk about the spiritual life and their spiritual life and offer us some perspectives, and we'll have a chance for questions and answers to them and to meditate on some of the important things Master DK has said, which may be relevant. And then we, you know, celebrate this ongoing time zone after time zone entry into the new. Now, for a while, because of the terrible predations of the COVID pandemic, January, February, March, they may be very dark months. The medical experts seem to say so. And President-elect Biden has brought that point of view forward. They may be very dark. And I read today, I'm not sure I can pronounce his name, but he's Tedros, is maybe his first name. He's the head of the World Health Organization. And he says, it sounded like a certainty, there will be another pandemic. And those who are in the know have been very concerned about the Ebola virus, which is many times more deadly than the COVID virus, and basically has a 90% kill rate. 90% of the people who get it, they die. And the mutations that are now going on mean also the spread of the present COVID virus. So in my view anyway, Sanat Kumara is speaking through a universal epidemic, as it tells us he might, if we could not handle our human relations in the right way. And then also for other more deeply occult reasons that maybe we don't like to think about, but he clears away many forms which in the long run will not be useful for the advancement of the human race. That's a very hard saying, if true, but DK seems to tell us that it is true. So we're on a first-rate planet, remember, monadically speaking. And in terms of experimentation with forms going on under the third ray, there's a lot of it, a huge variety of experimental forms, and they outlive their usefulness, even among a kingdom, even among the constituents of a kingdom. The forms outlive their usefulness, and who's to say how that is judged internally? It's so strange because some people are young with no pre-existing conditions that compromise their health and they die. And others are older, even much older, and have all kinds of pre-existing conditions and they don't die. So somehow this is all under Pluto very much. There is a cleansing of our planet going on. Pluto is the planet with the power of the healer, the power of the serpent, a healing planet with the power of the serpent. All the serpents seem to be involved in healing. You know, in Scorpio we have Ophiuchus, the serpent holder, and that takes place in the second decanate of Scorpio. There is a holding of this potentially healing serpent. So we're in for drastic times. If you think about it, when humanity changed from animal man into the true human kingdom, there was a huge destruction of forms. DK emphasizes this, but maybe we're not aware of it. The solar angels implanted themselves in the mechanism of animal man, and just many, many of those animal men of the period, they did not survive the experience. There were huge electrical storms, and to enter into the new kingdom, there was a sacrifice of many forms. Now, you know, obviously, we don't imagine, or we hope that that is not the case now. But it is possible when you enter into a new kingdom, and that's what we have to watch out for. It's just part of the process, part of the law. Well, okay. You know me, I could go on talking. But Tuya gives me a signal that it's time to start meditating. I will just, before we engage in meditation, is there anything that anybody would like to say or ask? Some people say our country has been infiltrated by China. Well, okay. Paranoia is everywhere, okay? Just be careful of paranoia. That's all I can say. We can always find a reason that the enemy is within. But let's be psychological about it. The true enemy is within ourselves. And it is our own psychological ignorance and misunderstanding that makes for wrong human relations. So, you know, everybody's infiltrating everybody. We do our share of it as well. I don't think that argument is the one that needs to be focused. Who are identified with the dweller. They want, you know, and the narcissists of the world, we have our number one narcissist there, always wants to blame somebody else. Yes, the countries are in conflict and competition, yes. And they will do what they can to come out on top. And all the great countries have their sort of CIA, you know, and their methods of dealing with other countries. We did so much infiltration in South America, overthrowing certain humanitarianly inclined regimes. Some of this may be true, but it's not the object of the moment. As a nurse of 50 years, we have arrived at a time where science has become political. It has been politicized, no question. And even fake articles in the medical journal, but let's concentrate on the good ones, which are being ignored. There may be fake this, fake that. There may be infiltration here or there, spy attempts here or there. Let's not give in to the paranoia. That's all I can say. I know how paranoia works. It is the method of suspicion, which always brings glamour. Suspicion, self-pity, and criticism. Paranoia, suspicion. One has to be alert, but one cannot give in to that. Okay. Anything else before we begin our rather impromptu meditation? Yes, there is a disintegration. Heike is saying, I think things show a falling apart until cooperation is achieved. And that's exactly the purpose of Shambhala at this time. DK tells us, right human relations is one of the major themes of Shambhala at this time. So even though we may have what looks like disintegration, it is the end of an age after all, and it is disintegration, but it does have a purpose. It does have a purpose within the human family to bring it closer to the great indigo ray. So cooperation is our key. And basically, we have to find the soul in other people. I mean, you know, the personality can be misguided, can be evil even, but the soul is not. And that's what we have to find. Okay, anything else? Okay, well, just excuse us because, you know, we have a very big program coming up tomorrow, and a lot of our attention has been focused there, plus the fact that we had some information going out, one of which was correct and one of which was incorrect. So, although this... Finally, this particular meeting was not listed broadly. It was listed for some, so we will go ahead with it. I'm going to be brief. So let's adopt our meditative attitude. And realize that our work is to basically stand in spiritual being and uphold the divine plan. That's what we are attempting. Attempting to do. This is the oldest of the modern democracies at the moment. and democracy is the method of hierarchical government, even if enlightened monarchy is the method of Shambhala. The masters have long struggled to help humanity think. And through that thinking, to express their will, rather than to be an easily manipulated example of mass consciousness. The hierarchy has great knowledge and power, but it uses it to lift humanity and the other kingdoms of nature. And yet, humanity has not learned that lesson. Those who are in power are still grasping for themselves. And they do not so often respect the will of others. Yet if the divine will is to manifest, we must realize that ultimately every human being has a part in that manifestation. That the hidden name of every human being is part of the divine purpose and the divine plan. And so the real enemy is totalitarianism, says the Tibetan, where the will of a few, or even one, but a few, usually some sort of elite or oligarchy, impresses itself upon the will of all the others, so that their particular contribution cannot be offered. Now, if we think clearly, we will realize that there are members of the human race verging towards the left who have that attitude. The attitude of my will be done. And they will grab power, no matter what the consequences may be upon other people. There's no reason in the world why the death rate and the infection rate from COVID should be what it is in one of the most advanced nations of the world. Human selfishness, lack of discipline, narcissism, egotism, greed, power hungriness, lack of love. These are the reasons why this unacceptable rate of infection and death is sweeping through the United States. And in a lesser manner, a number of other countries. Cooperation is needed. And a reduction of individualism. Not individuality, that's different. But rebellious individualism based upon ignorance and envy. Wherever reincarnation is not known, envy will be the result. The pandemic is real, but there's no reason, legitimate reason, why it has to be twice as terrible, minimally, in the United States as elsewhere, or significantly more terrible. We cannot have a great nation operating by the mantra, anything can happen to you as long as nothing happens to me. But we can bring cooperation. We can unite the three rays of aspect, not only within the crisis area of the United States, where the battle is being initially fought, but throughout humanity. The first, second, and third ray can be brought together and protected in their union. With the help of the angel kingdom, to which we are becoming increasingly sensitive, and so let us keep our sensitivity to the parallel kingdom which is being trained now to cooperate with humanity. And although there are so many different types found in all nations, representing really all ashrams, we can bring their usually semi-frictional relationship, often based on misunderstanding. We can bring them together. If we make up our mind that we are part of the guardian wall, of light, of love, and the willingness to sacrifice. And then the angelic forces, for instance, the great solar angel on the second ray, which supervises the United States, every nation of any development will have its active solar angel. We can align with that great being and help strengthen the soul ray. And our experiment, initiated by the Master R, the Count, more than 200 years ago, almost 250 years ago, can be successful instead of brought down by those who do not understand and will not understand, purposefully will refuse to understand. All of this under the supervision of the world teacher, the Christ. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. We are to take seriously our role as the group John the Baptist. And what the Christ really is, rather than the dogmatic, fanciful presentation of the great Lord, has to be presented reasonably to humanity. Reincarnation, the hierarchy, the Christ. And what D.K. calls the wonders of the new age. And when we do that, we protect ourselves and our groups, because when you act as John the Baptist, or the group John the Baptist announcing the coming of the Most Worthy One, you will take on your enemies, just as Master Moria said. And so, from brow to heart, to left eye to right eye, as a soul, I work in light, and darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work, and from that point, I never move. And especially do we work on the astral plane, or even within Camomanus, projecting our beam, as it were, of the light of the soul, the light of the mind, the light of matter, our triple beam, helping to evaporate, to dissipate the distortions which hold humanity in Camomanasic slavery. The glamour must not appear. The quality of the glamour must not threaten human beings. The life that sustains the glamour must be drained away from that sustainment. And the result will be unity and truth. And right proportion, not distortion. And symbolically, a great sun will shine upon the astral plane, and upon the mental plane, and etheric physical as well. And the many who are now at war, psychologically, if not externally, will be cooperatively united. And thus we meditate with the Dhyani Mudra. We carry forward the experiment best we can, that Master R began, no doubt, with approval of the Christ and Sanat Kumara. we cleanse. The many negative energies and cleanse away any fear we might have. And since the attack comes along the line of the political department, and financial and religious, but mainly at this point, the political department, we invoke the Manu and combine with the violet light. He and Master R work together on this. And we readjust all relations. A readjusted national etheric body. Via the monad, via other Chohans we can at least imagine. The entire hierarchy, the Manu, the violet light, readjusted etheric relations. Which will lead to readjusted relations on the physical plane, right human relations. Cleansing, adjusting, reordering, we stand. Until the chaos of the etheric plane is readjusted. And the veil of impulsion is cleared away. And the distortions and the separative attitude coming through that veil of impulsion. We can change our relations for the better. And from the United States, light the way psychologically, spiritually, helping the many mottos of the developed nations swing into expression, and a much more coherent situation without the violence of unregenerate Mars can be brought into expression. the Buddhic energy, the strongly light yellow with the gold. Can begin to sweep into the soul and personality. Of the people. A more advanced civilization can emerge under the universal Buddhic love of Aquarius. And we can be recipients of the strength of the angelic kingdom, led by what we call Saint Michael, with that energy operating on a number of different levels, including the justice of Saturn in Libra, correcting all karmic imbalances. Distortions can end, right proportion take their place, and the law, Saturn, can prevail. There is a withering of the law now. The Bhagavad Gita tells us about it. But a higher law will take place of that which is withering. A law closer to the divine plan. Laws coming from the law. Fairer laws. So that everyone gets his or her proper share. Not without work, not without discipline, but still more fair, more just. And eventually, the great indigo synthetic ray will sweep through the United States and those nations who have the second ray as their sole ray, but also through all humanity, for which the second ray of love wisdom is becoming the sole focus, the sole ray for all. And the Christ will release the indigo ray, and the soul of the planet is on the indigo ray, and the soul of the solar system also is on the indigo ray. And that will make a huge difference when the heart overcomes the solar plexus, when the indigo ray overcomes the lower red of Mars. When Jupiter overcomes lower Mars. This is what we work for. The great presence of the indigo ray and its healing power. We invoke the Lords of Liberation. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. And from the sevenfold wheel of divine love, with all the rays circulating throughout the United States, throughout the nations of the world, throughout humanity, we bring together, we see brought together the conflicted many. the power of every ashram represented will, exactitude of accurate assessment, intuition, abstract thought, inclusive idealism, great synthetic love, and divine order. Brought together in harmony, all this is possible and eventual. And let every nation express its motto. For some nations, the rays are not given. Astrology is given, and no motto. But all of that will come into focus. And let those nations who know their astrology, who know their rays, who know their motto, function accordingly. I light the way, and the dweller and the angel will merge. Soul and personality will merge, and the intention to be achieved during the Aquarian age will be accomplished. Now, tomorrow, we have that long round-the-world vigil, beginning at 9:30 a.m. GMT, and going through all the countries and their time zones. Helping to bless their entry into 2021. You can come when you can join us. And you've been sent the link for that work. We may have to, at some point, everybody relink. We'll see whether 24 hours is the max that they give you on Zoom, or I'm working it out now, maybe 30 hours, we'll see. And we'll get an overview, a global overview of potentials. Even though there will be apparently much initial suffering due to disease and the simple inability of people to get along, good things can emerge. And there are those who seek to serve the soul and to stand up for the emergence of those good things. all of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. Thank you, friends, for joining us for this rather spontaneous vigil. And when you can join us tomorrow for the big global loop, then please tune in with us on the Zoom link, which has been sent to you. If you have any question about that sending, please write to me or to Michael Crow. So I am infinitize8@gmail.com. Lots of love and many blessings to everybody. And we'll be having our New Year's celebration all over on our tomorrow, but you know, whenever it comes to you. So we'll see you then.